Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. State employees make Delaware run, and the jobs these men and women do run the gamut. But now we can also add artists to that list. In our latest arts playlist, Delaware Division of the Arts Deputy Director Kristen Pleasanton takes our own Mark Earhart on a tour of the State Employee Art Exhibition. The exhibition is open to state employees and their families, and this year features more than 200 works at the Arts Center and Gallery on Delaware State University's campus.
So we have basically wall-to-wall artwork, and nothing is the same, and I can't see a discernible pattern. Describe to us, for people who obviously can't see this right now, what are we looking at?
We are looking at a full range of artistic media, styles, ages, artwork produced by children. We have a category for youth that's under 12. We have teen, which is 13 to 18. We have amateur adults, intermediate adults, and professional adults. And this show is open to all state employees and their family members. So they were allowed to create anything they wanted, to bring in either a drawing, a photograph, a sculpture, something out of fabric or metal, whatever they wanted to submit.
And when you say whatever, you do mean whatever. I mean, a variation of a mandolin-type instrument. I see a gourd that has been carved out. There's a butterfly carved out of a gourd. I see what looks like an oil painting of Elena Deladon, which is really good, which is right behind you right now, and what looks like some self-portraits, even a sweater. So this is amazing, and these are all either state employees or the family of state employees.
Correct. And the variety is something that is the most exciting, I think, when people come in to see the show. They're going to be amazed at the subject matter, of the size of things, the quality. So we show just a little bit of everything.
And these aren't all people who are involved with the DDOA or with arts organizations throughout the state. Some of these are Sunday painters, right?
Correct. People that are doing stuff in their spare time and their children. And so this really allows everyone to have the chance to be in an art show. To compete for prizes, we give away over $3,200 in prize money. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity to see your work in a professional gallery. The DSU Gallery has been a great partner in helping us with this show and providing the space for us. And we're really happy to be here.
And we are quite literally surrounded by all of it. I'm just turning my head 180 degrees. If I was an owl and I could swivel 360 degrees, I don't know if I could even see it all. Let's talk about exactly how many pieces are in here.
We have 220 different pieces. We hung them all and placed them all throughout the gallery so that there'd be a variety. You'll see a wall, and it might have child's work, intermediate, teen, professional. It might have photography and painting and drawing. So we just try to mix up the show so that people are getting a view of different things and maybe even do some harmonious things like related colors on a wall or subject matter. But it's really fun just to see and explore the show and see what you see and what you like.
And I would like to go take a look at some of your favorite pieces.
Sure. So I'm going to go with this little cluster right here because I like how this. There are so many pieces in the show that I really like. But as I look at them, sometimes a few stand out. And the first one that really stands out to me is this painting that's sort of in a stylized folk art manner almost. It's called She Wanted More for Her Daughters by Anthony Burton. And it's a scene of a cotton field, and you've got these figures working in the cotton field and sort of another figure that might be a little more menacing could be harkening back to slave times, but it's just a really personal, I think, story, and it really says a lot, I think, when you look at the painting and you read the title and you really feel what this story could be about. So I think the artist did a great job of portraying it in these bright colors and these brush strokes, these really evident brush strokes. It really is an interesting piece. And then above it, we have this cool sort of floral beadwork piece that is in an antique frame, and it's got these blues and kind of turquoise greenish colors that play well against the folk painting, I think. I think it's a beautiful piece. And then next to that piece, we have a realistic pastel drawing of a blue crab, which is just another great Delaware kind of scene. And it also relates in color to the other two. So I think it's just a really fun grouping that we have on the wall. And it's kind of evident of different the different styles and different personalities of the artists that are in the show.
And I say you're right on that. They look so different, but they feel like they're almost connected in some strange way. Not by medium, but they just look so comfortable together. And in the bottom painting, the almost folksy painting with the limbs that are a little bit stretched out, and it's not realistic, it's more stylized, mm-hmm. almost like it reminds me of Thomas Hart Benton.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But it's taking on almost a heartbreaking scene of what looks to be two slaves in a cotton field holding a baby with maybe a slave master or slave boss behind them doing them harm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then above that you have something that is so beautiful and odd. It's almost a floral beadwork that's beset in that antique frame, but the frame comes out. It looks like you're putting my fingers up here. It comes out maybe 6 or 7 inches. And then next to it, you have that almost realistic painting of a blue crab, but they use what almost looks like driftwood in the framework. And it's beautiful, but I couldn't think of three more pieces that are so different yet look so great together.
Yeah, I agree. And you'll find little snippets and little groupings throughout the show, too, that you're like, wow, I never would have maybe put those together. But when I see them together, it just makes the show that much more interesting.
Thanks to our Mark Earhart and DDOA's Kristen Pleasanton for their time this week in Arts Playlists. The Delaware State Employee Arts Show is on display at the Arts Center and Gallery at Delaware State University in Dover through March 13th. And stay with us. We'll have the second part of our two-part History Matters on Delaware and the Underground Railroad coming up. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.